This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in.
About Bitcoin under attack yet again by some old guys who've been around the banking industry for a long time, like this character, Nobel Prize winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, who says that Bitcoin should be outlawed because of its so-called potential for circumvention and lack of oversight. Which is, of course, why the government would want to outlaw Bitcoin, because they're not in charge of it. And that's exactly why you should be looking seriously at getting some Bitcoin, because the government is not in charge, and therefore they don't get to control the money supply anymore when it comes to the Bitcoin money supply. That's set as a programming, you know, aspect of Bitcoin. It was programmed into it from the beginning, back in 2009, that there would be no more than 21 million Bitcoins ever mined. Now, I guess in theory, if Bitcoin Core wanted to, they could hard fork Bitcoin and try to change that.
Oh, they could, yeah.
They, in theory, could do that, but it would look really bad for them if they actually did, I think.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing that's great about cryptocurrency is the rate of discovery or the rate of the mining is predictable, whereas with government bureaucrats, they will print out as much as they want, as we've seen with Venezuela, as we've seen with Zimbabwe, with the United States, with, you know, you fill in the blank on whichever government currency you were talking about here. In this case, let's continue from Bloomberg, where this Stiglitz was commenting.
A bubble, as several of your commentators have already pointed out, it's a bubble that's going to give a lot of people a lot of exciting times as it rides up and then goes down. But what I was talking about is the medium of exchange that we use for transaction. And what I was trying to say is, let's move away from paper into the 21st century of a digital economy.
So he supports a digital economy. He supports getting away from cash, but he wants it all to be controlled by the banks and the government. He wants you to use the government's digital money, whatever it is that they come up with for that.
Well, back in the day, that was common among monarchs, where they had laws that said that if you discovered gold, you could get a reward for that, but all gold mines belong to the king, because that was the source of his ability to control the coinage, and
that was a power granted him by God.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, very, very little has changed over the years, but that's what Bitcoin represents, is a tremendous sea change that is here now, but, I mean, it's still sort of on the horizon, even though we've been into Bitcoin now for almost 9 years. It's still relatively new when you think about it on the scale of the rest of the money of the world. And so there's more here from Bloomberg.
This is away from your Nobel Prize, and it's away from your acclaim in economics, but I'm going to go there anyways. Charles Mackay, 1841,
this guy
talks about our peculiar follies and the behavioral component it makes for these bubbles, whether it's 1637 and tulip bulbs, 1840. Rose, bring up the chart here.
Now, wait a minute. Tulip bulbs. Didn't we talk about that one night here on Free Talk?
Yeah. There was a nice Smithsonian Institution article recently explained that the so-called tulip panic of the 1600s, in which the Dutch equity markets went nuts over the value of tulip bulbs and then crashed, really never happened to the extent that modern economic pundits think happened.
So this host on Bloomberg TV, the bow tie wearing guy with the dark rimmed glasses, he's saying that he believes the tulip thing was legit. He's acting as though that was all true. when what you're saying is Smithsonian has pointed out
fake news.
It's not. Let's go on here.
Here's the bubble in the making. This is log Bitcoin. I can't stand the arithmetic charts. And this is all you need to know. This is massive convexity. I haven't seen it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's growth.
He's talking about the dip, that big dip between the Mount Gox peak in 2013 and the current peak today, as if that dip on the long term somehow means something.
That chart since the tulip bulbs when we were doing surveillance by semaphore. Professor Stiglitz, they're relying on a Marxist theory of value. They're going back to middle Marx and looking at the value of exchange.
Now, that's a first. I can't say I've ever heard Bitcoin being accused of being Marxist.
And he's absolutely incorrect, because Marx's theory of value was based on labor and the idea that the value of anything was strictly based upon the amount of labor put into it. And so that's exactly the opposite of Bitcoin, where its value is strictly subjective based upon the market demand for the amount of supply.
So it doesn't matter how much money people put into mining rigs, if it can't fetch anything in the marketplace, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah, again, you've got these pundits who are acting like they know what they're talking about, and they really just have no idea. But unfortunately, the people watching probably think they do.
It's smoke and mirrors, isn't it?
Precisely.
Thank you. Why?
He is smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
He's smoking
something. Oh, my God. Projection much.
Yeah.
Well, the value of a Bitcoin today is expectations of what the Bitcoin is going to be tomorrow.
What do you think about that statement? The value of a Bitcoin today are expectations of what a Bitcoin's going to be tomorrow.
Well, we know that there's a finite supply of Bitcoins now and a finite supply of Bitcoins that will ever be created. So based upon an assumption of increased demand, as we know that people will have more transactions to do in the future than they do today, then obviously any Economics 101 person can deduce that the value of Bitcoin is going to be higher in the future.
Because of demand.
Because of demand.
And limited supply.
Not because of any sort of Marxist theories of value.
If the government says, look, at the reason Bitcoin is being used is the circumvention, they could close it down at any moment, and then it collapses.
He just doesn't know what he's talking about. The government can't close it down. There's not a central office that the government can send a bunch of men with guns to, which is the way they normally close something down, like they did with the Liberty Dollar, for instance.
I broke that story with the raid on Bernard Arnault's house. Yeah, I broke that on my International Libertarian blog when the feds raided his warehouse and seized all of his silver. And, you know, that was really something that motivated a lot of the guys in the BitGold team. Among the cypherpunks, and it's like there was the raid on E-Gold years before,
right?
And this raid on Norfed, it's like you can't trust having metal around, because and I'll be redundant here, criminals or the government could easily steal it.
Right. More likely the criminals in the government.
That's why they don't like Bitcoin, is if they steal it, they still can't get it. You know, like, if they steal your gold or they steal your silver, they can then sell it for the value, and now the government has the value of the gold or silver. They can just stuff it into a vault or sell it and keep the cash and, you know, use it for some slush fund or to, you know, pay off sexual harassment victims or something, you know. Like,
well, they've sold Bitcoin.
It's harder for them to get their hands on it. Like,
they
had to beg and beg and beg to get the private keys for the black market, the Silk Road.
Silk Road? No, they caught him with his laptop open.
I thought that she just gave over those last private keys recently.
I don't know anything about that. I haven't heard that.
I heard there was a deal or something that was supposedly struck where some private keys.
No. What you're talking about is they had confiscated his. You're talking about Ross Ulbricht from Silk Road, the underground market. They'd confiscated his private keys. They'd already sold the Bitcoin off at auction.
Yeah.
And basically, Ross signed a document saying he wasn't going to contest it. any further. Yeah. That was all.
Okay.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom. That's the last from this a-hole, Joseph Stiglitz. But he's not the only one on the attack against Bitcoin. The good news, though, is that NASDAQ's going to be adding it coming up in 2018. You can share your thoughts on what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Next.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover...
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you don't...
Free Talk Live. Dial call toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in here at Skype username LRN.FM. Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food MultiComplete. For 15 years, Whole Food MultiComplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program, so visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 10% off of your order every time you order. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And yes, they do take Bitcoin. You do have to shoot them an email if you want to use that option, and don't forget to let them know code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for that 10% off. We are sharing with you the continued attacks against Bitcoin, which, by the way, has once again climbed above $10,000. It's been a roller coaster ride of a day today. It's getting up as high as about $11,500 earlier, according to BitcoinAverage.com, and tumbling as low as about $9,000 on Bitcoin average, and now again back up above 10. Just amazing to watch it. But a lot of people are saying that Bitcoin's too unstable. You shouldn't get into it.
This is where the little guy can make money, because you can either buy some Bitcoin and hold it for the long term, or you can actively trade it. And if you get into it expecting the volatility, you start to learn to watch the path for the patterns in the volatility, and you learn to buy high, you buy into the dip, you sell high, you buy low, and you can do this over and over again and get a much higher return than just sitting and holding.
Just sitting and holding. Yeah, I'm more of a sit and hold kind of guy.
Yeah, some people can't handle this. You know, it can be stressful. You know, it's like, you know, waiting for your baseball team to hit that home run, you know, and, you know, or, you know, and some, I
or you try to go and buy something and the
literally
down.
Ian is literally seen me exactly like that. Like, oh my God, no! No!
Playing craps in a little, you know, and in some respects, people who may be prone
to. Come on, seven, come on, seven, come on, seven.
They may, this may not be quite the best thing for their, you know, habits. So, but, you know, if you can, you know, keep your cool and just play the numbers and not get emotionally vested, you can actually make quite a lot of money trading into the volatility of the market.
So there's a little bit of good news here about Bitcoin. I think that is going to probably give it some legitimacy in some people's minds. And the headline here from CryptoCoinsNews.com is Bitcoin futures trading is coming to NASDAQ, the world's second largest stock market. The $6.83 trillion stock market, NASDAQ, the world's second largest behind the New York Stock Exchange, will enable Bitcoin futures trading by mid-2018. Wall Street Journal report revealed that NASDAQ and Cantor Fitzgerald and Company will list Bitcoin futures within the first half of 2018. Now, I'm not an investor, so I don't understand what they're talking about.
Okay.
Why would somebody want to buy a future as opposed to a Bitcoin?
Okay. A future is essentially a bet on the future price of an asset or a commodity.
Okay.
And so in this space,
so you're not actually buying Bitcoin.
You're buying an expectation of a future price. And you can expect, you can bet on it being higher or lower.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the hedge funds really love, because they can do what's called shorting, and they say if, and the way shorting works is if I could borrow some Bitcoin from you and say I'll pay you so much percent interest on this loan of 10, say 10 Bitcoin from you, and I'll sell it right now. And I think that the price is going to go down. So when the price goes down, I will buy it back, and I'll then return it to you.
And so you get more Bitcoin.
So I get the spread.
Uh-huh.
And you,
but if it doesn't go down, you're screwed.
If it doesn't go down, you lose your shirt.
Yeah. Sounds pretty risky. But some people want to do that. This is why I say the stock market is just straight up gambling. I'm sorry. I understand that people.
I can't do the first. I can't do futures. Muslims can't do futures because you can't purchase based on what something could be worth in the future.
Is that because of the Muslim tendency towards like this fatalistic inshallah where everything that happens is Allah's will?
It's God's will. Yeah. It's betting you. It's seen almost like interest, like riba. So, and it's like you can't buy a calf that hasn't been born yet, even if the mother is pregnant. That kind of thing. And futures are viewed in the same manner as
gotcha.
That whole thing. So I can't do that, but you can make a lot of money doing it.
You can lose a lot of money doing it.
Sure. Yeah.
According to sources familiar with the NASDAQ plans for a Bitcoin futures exchange launch, their Bitcoin futures and contracts will be listed on NASDAQ futures. Through that, investors in the traditional finance sector and stock brokerages will be able to engage in Bitcoin trading or some sort of form of it, futures trading. Anyway, Sean Matthews, the chief executive at Cantor Fitzgerald, stated that cryptocurrencies are a new asset class that is, quote, not going away, unquote, and that Bitcoin is here to stay. He says, if you look at the next level, it'll be the institutions coming in and being larger participants in the marketplace, especially as liquidity gets better, unquote. So what he's saying is, as Bitcoin is bigger and becomes bigger, then the bigger players are going to start playing in that field.
I've been going to these blockchain conferences for the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meeting with people who are with the IMF, the World Bank, with large venture capital firms, large family office organizations, and they're all waking up to this. And this could be
a huge year.
Oh, it's going to be huge. And for instance, John McAfee predicted that he said, was it the price of Bitcoin would be
500,000.
500,000
by 2020.
By 2020.
He's updated that.
And
now.
He's updated that. He said because that projection was
I've got his quote right here. Right.
Bitcoin being 5,000 at the end of this year. So right. Now that it's over 10,000, he's now changing it to predicting the price will be $1 million per Bitcoin
right.
By 2020. And he'll still
eat a dick.
Do some fellatio on something.
No, spotted dick. Clearly, he was talking about spotted dick.
No,
where is your mind is in the gutter?
Well.
And you know,
I know John pretty well. He's a friend of mine, and I know his mind's in the gutter, too.
It's pretty clear that he is talking about a spotted dick. You can't eat anything else besides that. Come on now. Don't be silly. So John McAfee has made that prediction, and he is saying he is going to do it. He said he was going to do it on television, too, which, again, you couldn't show that on television if it was something naughty. You'd only be able to show him eating a spotted dick.
Which you can buy in a can now at Hannaford's.
That's good to know.
Well, he didn't say it had to be human.
The toll-free number here is 855. A spotted dick is not human. It is a bird, as I understand it. The toll-free number is 855-453. 855-450-3733. So, yeah, good news there for NASDAQ people that want to trade in the futures of Bitcoin. Apparently that's coming sometime in 2018, so look for that. And a lot of this stuff means that probably 2018 is going to be gearing up for an even bigger year than 2017 was for cryptocurrency, which is now over $300 billion in total for all cryptocurrencies combined globally. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio. Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge. ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Rest and violent marches yet again, making the looting of stores and city shutdowns and the crumbling infrastructure.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. That Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Mike, and Will.
We're talking about some cryptocurrency related news here. Gave you the good news about NASDAQ going to be listing Bitcoin futures starting in 2018, they say. And then here's the bad news. You found this one earlier, Mike, about the IRS. Apparently, they are victorious in their case against Coinbase. Now, we've said for a long time here that if you want your Bitcoin purchases to be off the record, you don't want to do it through a company like Coinbase, because in order to buy Bitcoin through Coinbase, they ask you for your information. They want to
know your customer.
They want to know who you are. They want to get your ID. They want to get your bank account information.
Pathological scheme.
You better believe it. They want to know everything about you, and that's because they're keeping records. Now, the IRS came after Coinbase over a year ago and demanded access to their customer files. And Coinbase, to their credit, did try to deny the IRS. They said, you're going to have to take us to court. And so they did.
Well, because it was a blanket request. They wanted
all of the customer records.
And it's like, that's not how warrants work under the law. You need to specify.
I don't think it was a warrant, was it? It was just a request. They just wanted the information.
Anything, anytime the government requests information, that should be in the form of a warrant.
Well, no, a request is just a request. If the government writes you a letter and says, Mike, we request that you, you know, hand over all of your, you know, reading materials in your house to us.
You can come in my door and look at my files when you get a warrant.
That would be the appropriate response, but some companies are just obedient to the state, and they're like, oh, yes, sir, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer. Yes, sir, Mr. IRS Agent. We'll just do whatever you ask. You didn't have to get a warrant, because we just want to help. In this case, at least, Coinbase did refuse their request and, you know, made them go through the court process, which unfortunately has not worked out in Coinbase's favor or Coinbase customers' favor. The story from Fortune.com, Bitcoin speculators aren't the only ones who stand to cash in from the cryptocurrency boom. Uncle Sam is now set to collect back taxes from thousands of customers of a digital currency exchange who failed to report Bitcoin transactions. In a ruling on Tuesday, a federal court judge ordered San Francisco-based Coinbase to comply with a summons that requires it to identify 14,355 accounts, which have accounted for nearly 9 million transactions. The order, which covers transactions between 2013 and 2015, comes after a prolonged court fight that began when the IRS demanded that Coinbase provide detailed personal information for more than a million customer accounts. The IRS subsequently limited its demand to ask only for accounts that conducted Bitcoin transactions, either exchanging Bitcoin for dollars or sending or receiving coins from another Bitcoin user worth $20,000 or more. So if you were on Coinbase and you bought a few hundred dollars worth of Bitcoin, it doesn't sound like your account is going to be caught up in this particular investigation. They're looking for the big players. Right.
Yeah.
Coinbase claimed that even the narrower IRS request represented an illegal imposition, but the court disagreed. U.S. District Judge Jacqueline Corley says, quote, the summons as narrowed by the court serves the IRS's legitimate purpose of investigating Coinbase account holders who may not have paid federal taxes on their virtual currency profits.
Now, are they saying, like, only people who made $20,000 or more transactions, like, that big, it had to be that big?
Hold on a second, though. The IRS defines Bitcoin not as a currency, but as property.
That's right. FinCEN defines it as a currency, though.
So, you know, the judge is in error in saying that it's a virtual currency, and there's grounds for another appeal.
Well, she's talking about, I mean, it may be an appealable grounds, but the judge is talking about the profits. So, I'm not a tax advisor. Please don't listen to me when it comes to tax advice, because I don't pay taxes. I'm a minister of the Shire Free Church, not interested in supporting the violence of the government. But as I understand it, for people that do pay taxes, they have to pay on what's called a capital gain, meaning that if they bought Bitcoin at $100 and then they sold it at $1,000, that there's a $900 gain there, and that they would have to report that $900 to the IRS and then pay a tax on it.
Yes, but if you, for instance, traded your Bitcoin for Ethereum, that's a equal value for equal value exchange,
right,
regardless of the
change.
You're
not cashing out.
You're not cashing out. And so, therefore, if you want to avoid those sort of capital gains claims, you should just be trading between cryptocurrencies until such time as you're ready to cash something out and declare taxes on that cash.
Why would you want to declare taxes on cashing out Bitcoin? Because you can cash out Bitcoin off the books, and then the government wouldn't know about it.
True. But
if you do it through Coinbase, they're going to know about it.
If you are doing it, if you have a business where you do have to declare movements, and you know, you may be able to, if you're sharp and you have a good accountant, you could basically look at how your trading behavior and come up with some way to show that, no, you are actually taking a loss in some ways. And you know, that's where you get into a lot of these tax accountancy tricks of the trade.
I see.
So, you know, I'm not a tax accountant, so you'll have to ask your own.
Our Monday night co-host Melanie is, though. Tax.freetalklive.com will take you to her website, and she's an anarchist. Going on here with the story, in response to an inquiry from Fortune about whether it would appeal, Coinbase pointed to a blog post in which they stated the company was pleased that it had drastically reduced the scope of the original IRS demand. The blog post says, quote, although we are disappointed not to be able to entirely defeat the summons, we are proud to fight for our customers, and in the result we were able to achieve as a small company against a large government agency, said the blog post, which did not address the appeal question. The investigation began after the IRS searched its electronic findings and discovered that only 802 people in the United States had declared Bitcoin-related losses or gains in 2015. Now, here's the interesting thing about this whole, like, you got to track your Bitcoin, this and that, and all these claims that you got it. Look, Bitcoin's fungible. So when you buy Bitcoin in 2013, or let's say 2012, before, you know, the price went up, you buy Bitcoin at whatever the price is, and then you buy some more Bitcoin at a different price later, you know, maybe a higher price, and then you buy some more Bitcoin at another, you know, higher price or a lower price, you know, who knows? Are you keeping track of all that and exactly how many you're buying at each price? Because when you go to sell your Bitcoin, unless you're using some coin control features, you don't know which bitcoins are being sold at the time at which you sell them. And so how do you really know what your gains or your losses have been?
There's a practice that stock traders use to prevent them from losing money in this way. It's called dollar cost averaging.
Mm-hmm.
And so you basically look at the cost of each trade versus the price and the gain, and you can average over a number of trades, and so that will allow you to, you know, when the price is at a certain point, you can sell out a certain amount of your holdings at a profit, and not, and so depending upon what the volatility is, you just keep track of what you bought and sold and maintain the average, and you can get ahead that way.
Sounds like a lot of work to be
well, there are applications that you can find online that allow you to do that.
Yeah, it just seems to me like they're really relying on people's just honesty here. I mean, because if I buy Bitcoin from a person instead of like a trackable online exchange, and then I go to an online exchange like Coinbase, and I take that Bitcoin that I bought from the person, and I sell that Bitcoin on the online exchange could then be subpoenaed by the IRS to show that I have sold that Bitcoin,
well, then
but then they have to take my word for it at what, what price I bought it.
The government would demand for you to prove where you got all that money from, and they could theoretically seize it all.
There's more coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
As a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Just low enough Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Chromium and a lot of the other little elements and minerals that are in there. So that can be helpful.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
An amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's PIG.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The IRS, are they going to be checking out your Coinbase account? According to a court ruling that just came in, U.S. District Judge Jacqueline Corley has ruled that the Coinbase, the country's largest Bitcoin exchange slash brokerage. This is the place where most newbies will get in to Bitcoin. They'll buy their first piece of a Bitcoin is through Coinbase.
Get their little wallet training wheels.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place. I've said before, it is a good place for somebody to start with.
I still trade there. I mean, it's yeah, the GDAX, I love that exchange. It's got some nice, very fast...
when it works.
Charts.
I heard it was down today.
It was down today during the crash, and there's a number of people who are saying, oh, that was a conspiracy.
You can establish to prevent people from cashing out.
Yeah, or just you know, buying into the dip. You know, get those the wrong people buying into the dip, you know.
So the court decision here says that Coinbase has to turn over 14,355 account data that they have that will account for nearly 9 million transactions so the IRS can go after people who they believe did not report. Because according to a report earlier this year, only 802 people in the entire United States reported to the IRS about their Bitcoin transactions.
You know, I'd like to report to the IRS the losses I took after Mt. Gox and
well, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, I did because losses. I was like, you know, I didn't think we needed to report it at the time because that was all crypto, you know?
Well, why should you? I mean, who are these people and why should you report anything that you do to them? Now, of course, if you're on the books like you are at Coinbase, then something like this is subject to occur where, you know, you thought you'd be fine and now they might be coming after you saying we want to know this and this and this about you. But then again, how did they know where you got those Bitcoins in the first place and what you paid for those Bitcoins in the first place? Maybe you didn't buy them on Coinbase. Maybe you bought them from your mother or your best friend or some stranger or whatever. I mean, who knows what the source of these things are? Then they have to what? Take your word for it? Or as you said, Mike, you think they could take every single thing that you own?
Oh, yeah. They do this all the time to anybody who is found to have a large amount of cash on them when they're arrested or whatever, and you've got to prove where that money came from, and if you can't prove it, they're going to keep it.
Well, they are a terrible group of people who should disappear from the face of the earth. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So a little bit more here from Fortune magazine. Again, the IRS began investigating after only 802 people declared Bitcoin-related losses or gains on their taxes in 2015. During the 3 years covered by the IRS demand, the price of Bitcoin soared from $13 to over $1,100, and the currency this week broke $11,000 for the first time. The IRS dispute with Coinbase is likely to be just the opening salvo in a prolonged effort by the federal government to ensure digital currency speculators pay taxes. While Tuesday's ruling may lead the agency to demand back taxes from thousands of people, it only covers a three-year period and is limited to Bitcoin. While Bitcoin is the most popular digital currency, there are dozens of others in a market worth now over, it says here, $200 billion. It's actually over $300 billion as of right now. In fact, it went from $200 billion to $300 billion in a term of about 3 weeks. And they say here that Coinbase is just one of numerous exchanges where people buy Bitcoin and other currencies. The IRS so far has not announced investigations into other exchanges. And meanwhile, the creation of Bitcoin Cash is likely to trigger another round of tax complications.
People are just going to move out of Bitcoin and move into other altcoins.
Yeah, but getting out of the altcoins is the tricky part because it's easy to get out of Bitcoin with a company like Coinbase. They make it so all you have to do is connect a bank account, and then you just send Bitcoin in there, and then they cash it in for you.
Well, you know, get a Exodus wallet onto your phone or your PC or just a thumb drive and move your coins, send your coins from your Coinbase wallet onto your Exodus wallet or, you know, your Coinomi wallet or one of these other wallets that you can have on your hardware and keep physical control of your crypto.
I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about cashing out.
Well, cashing out in terms of getting cashing out of these exchanges that are being audited by the IRS.
When I hear cashing out, I hear taking a crypto and turning it into cash. Yeah, you weren't talking about that?
That's going to develop in the future.
Ways to do that?
Yeah. Ways to cash out.
There's already,
that's totally coming in the future.
Yeah, there's already blockchains that are being developed to essentially enable a strict, totally decentralized person-to-person trading of cryptocurrency.
Really?
Yeah, and with atomic swaps between fiat and crypto and crypto and crypto.
What is an atomic swap?
An atomic swap is where you have a trade between one person's wallet and another according to common market prices. And so you can do it with limit orders or market orders just like on a regular currency exchange.
But how does that work with cash?
Well, with cash,
because with crypto, it's easy. It just goes back and forth on a digital exchange. But with cash, somebody's got to be able to go and get U.S. dollars or other fiat currencies out.
And so you're going to have people who are holding
You might want to think about that.
You know, you're going to have some holders of you know, like the, America, you have, right, you know, the number of networks of Islamic people who do private transfer of currency internationally. What was the name of those? Is it the Haqqani or some other name for those networks of currency transfers that happens in the Muslim world?
Now, there's a word for it, but my brain is not conducive to information.
But
in the last 2 weeks,
you're going to see, you know, private individuals become money changers in the local communities.
Yeah, but then the government's going to want to come down on those people. That's the tricky part about the cryptocurrency world, is getting in and out of it.
Yeah.
And once you're into it, fine. You can trade your Bitcoin for your Bitcoin Cash, for your Dash, for your Monero, for whatever. That's no problem. But it's getting the cash in and out. It's getting the euros in and out. It's those points. Those are the choke points. Those are the ones that the government can target. That's why they're targeting Coinbase. So if you're somebody with $100,000 or $500,000 or whatever kind of cash, and you want to be this local exchanger that you're talking about, the government's going to try to find you. And they are going to try to tell you that you need to obey them.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise, why wouldn't these exchanges just be like, well, we don't need any licenses. We're just going to go ahead and open up and do whatever. And I don't think they should have to have licenses, but they sure think so. And they, you know, are being targeted by the government. So, I mean, I would love to see what you're talking about, some kind of decentralized means of getting people the ability to get out of cryptocurrency. And I think localbitcoins.com probably comes closest to that.
But it's going to be like not even Uber, where you have a central control of drivers, but you'll basically, by having these sort of atomic swap networks of person-to-person trading, you know, you'll be able to geolocate another person that you're trading with and, you know, show up and they'll just hand you some cash.
That's what happens with local bitcoins.
Yeah.
That happens right now, and usually it's bigger cities all around the country.
I've done local bitcoins up here.
You've met somebody in person up here? Okay, so yeah, there you go. I mean, it's even in smaller places. But the point is, sometimes those local bitcoins people are federal agents and they are gathering information about the seller or the buyer. I think it's usually they're going after the sellers. They are gathering information about the seller. They're trying to set those sellers up by saying something like, oh yeah, I'm going to use this on the Silk Road to buy some drugs. And then if the seller goes through with it, then they're assisting them in a conspiracy to commit, to purchase narcotics, and you've got criminal charges now.
And if the seller doesn't go through with it, but then doesn't report it to the federal government, then you now have also violated a federal law in that that's one of the problems.
A reasonable suspicion.
If you
see something, say something.
Yeah,
there's an obligation to snitch.
To
hell with that.
If someone comes to you to purchase or to get money or whatever it is and says they want to use it for drugs, you are required by law to file a suspicious activities report, an SAR. But you have to be registered to be able to file the report, and that's the catch 22 that they usually are able to get people in.
Let's talk to Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas, watching us on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com via YouTube. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yes, different ways people sort of use Bitcoin. I've always had my Bitcoin on the wallet that's on my computer that I also back up to like an external drive of some sort. I just didn't like the idea of someone holding my Bitcoin.
Sure.
Yeah. So
I mean, if Coinbase is holding your Bitcoin, and then the IRS says to Coinbase, you need to hand that over, they're going to hand it over.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to have no say on it, whereas if you have your own wallet with your own private keys in your control, which is what most wallets are with Bitcoin, then you decide what happens with your Bitcoin or whatever other crypto. I'm not sure if you were calling for another reason. If so, hang on, Daryl. We'll bring you back for that. Coming up in hour number 3, but bad news for the IRS. They're going to be getting into Coinbase's user files over over 14,000 accounts. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is American Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.